Blog Talk Radio.
Got us is our Youth of Harvest programming. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa.
And we are elated. We are excited always about our Lord Jesus Christ. Awesome God we serve, our Father in heaven, amen. We're celebrating, we're honoring Father, this Father's Day weekend. And so we want to magnify and glorify God and in fathers and dads, amen. And we want to encourage our youth to do so. Let us go into prayer and we go into some encouragement about our Father, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Oh, Lord God, you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of our attention and our priority in life. Oh, God, and you so loved us. You sent your Son that we may become your children. You become our Father. God, as we go through your scripture today, let us honor you first and honor our dads and fathers in our lives. And we give you praise and, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We are grateful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so we want to honor fathers. We want to, especially our Heavenly Father. And if for your youth, find ways that you can do that. And I may be speaking to, just want to start off right from the first, I may be speaking to some of you who your father is not present for some reason or the other. And first, I don't want you to be, you know, taking guilt on yourself or anything, condemnation, despising yourself for any reason that your dad may not be there. And just wanted to encourage your heart today. That there is a Father in heaven that is looking over you and after you and always is there for you. And God wants you to know that. He wants you to know that he is the Father to the fatherless, and he is always cast. He wants you to look to him because he cares. God actually cares. He is not absent. He is not hiding. And he certainly does exist. And, you know, you may not see him with the physical eye, but he is all around us. He is present in when the sun comes up in the morning, in the moons in the sky. God does those things. God created the sun and the moon, and he created all this around us in nature. And so we acknowledge him on today and as being Father. And then what does the scripture say to us? What is the scripture telling us, amen, first about fathers, our earthly fathers? God gives us, amen, Father, he gives us a mother. He says in Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That's one of the commandments. And that's one of the, you know, if you went to Sunday school, that's one of the things that you learn, amen, to honor your father and your mother. Also, you will find over in the New Testament, it says in Ephesians 6 about the same thing. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. The first commandment with a promise. And that promise is to live long, to have a long life when you honor your fathers and your mothers. And so as we honor our fathers, as we're honoring dads, you can still honor your dad. And even though you're angry at him, even though you don't like something they've said or they've done or how they have carried themselves through their life and how they've treated you, you can still honor. Honor means to have high respect and esteem. High respect and esteem for someone. And you think, again, a lot of, I've read this before or seen it happen. It's like, I'm not going to give respect unless I receive respect. But that's not what God is asking us to do. When he says, honor your father and mother, he didn't say, only honor them, honor you, if they respect you. No, he said, honor them straight from the start. He's telling us to obey that, to do it. And there's a promise with it that we'll live long in the land if we would show recognition and esteem and, you know, esteem them to a position. It doesn't matter their treatment of us. God wants us to show this treatment, this respect to them. And just because they have those titles. And, you know, a parent may have hurt you physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. It doesn't mean that you have to have a relationship with them, because if that's the case, you know, God wants you to, yes, still honor and respect them, but the honor and respect may be that you don't carry on a day-to-day relationship with them. You can, there's ways to honor and respect. One is to pray for them daily. Pray for their salvation if they don't have salvation. You give honor and respect and say, thank you, God, that you did give me a parent. You gave me this parent. You gave me his father. You gave me them. And so many ways to respect them. And just one of them is just don't show disrespect. Don't show any disrespect in observing and in honoring their very life. God gave them life. So we have to turn around, and we respect life. We respect God, who is the Father, our Father, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we're doing God's will. We're doing God's will if we obey that commandment. Amen. So I just wanted to stop by and encourage you in that today. Encourage us. Amen. You know, Father's Day, you could buy cards, gift cards. You could buy little things, maybe a tie. A lot of fathers get ties, hats, any way to honor the Father. And, give a phone call, send an email, send a text. Amen. These are things that we do because we honor our Father in heaven. Another scripture that says in Colossians 1:12 says, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So we give thanks to our Father. I mean, every day we can honor our Father in heaven, and with the same time we get with prayer, but most speaking to God, reading the Bible, obeying his commands, to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love our neighbor as ourselves. Young people, you can do that. It is within God's purpose for you, amen, to be thankful to him and to honor him. Show love to him this Father's Day weekend and love your dads. Amen. I thank God for you. I thank God that for this opportunity just to come and share this word. Amen, because we are going to walk in high respect and esteem for others, because God has called us to that very thing. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of your weekend, and glory be unto God. Amen.